My journey with cancer. I'm not a cancer sufferer. I'm a human being with cancer.
I say that personally, and those words have been picked up by other people in a similar situation to me. Here is someone else's story of their journey with cancer.
And today we're looking at the person that is Andrew Gardner. In January 2017, we received a compact disc in the post. Nothing unusual about that. We're a radio station. We often get compact discs in the post. This one, however, was a little bit different, and it said, "Hello, my name is Andrew Gardner. I'm a minister at Hope Baptist Church in Plymouth." And it went on to say, "I know this is a little different, maybe off-centre. Please bear with me as I explain. 8 months ago, in the prime of life and ministry, I was diagnosed with cancer. Listening in at the moment, down in Plymouth, is the Reverend Andrew Gardner. Andrew, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. Thank you very much indeed. Andrew, we've had some great conversations on the telephone in recent weeks. Can I ask you a straight question? Let's go right back to the beginning. What was life like for you prior to your diagnosis, and what has life been like for you since?
Gosh, John, that's a great question to start with. I have to say that we were in a very happy time back in April 2016. My wife and I live in Plymouth, and we've been down here for 22 years. We've been in the same church at Hope Baptist Church for the last 13 years, and we really felt we were in good times. I often found myself saying to her, you know, life is good. I'm just really enjoying life at the moment. I felt fit and well. We were enjoying our church life. Our children had grown up and gone. We just had that little bit more freedom in life. But having been in the church 13 years, we were just in a good place where we could love the church, build the church love us and working with us. And it was just a happy time. So we were really excited, looking forward to what God was going to do next. And so on the 1st of May last year, I celebrated my 13th year, as I say, at Hope Baptist, and was just really set well for the next 8.5 years to retirement. The following Friday, on the 6th of May, I went for what I felt was going to be a routine colonoscopy examination, and I got, you know, what for us was devastating news to say that I had a tumour, and they believed it to be cancer. And, you know, in one sentence, your whole life just changes on that spin of that. And you are thrown immediately into, gosh, so many things, you know, turmoil, anxiety, uncertainty, pain, suffering, illness, darkness, all of those things. And I've compared it to being mugged, where, you know, you're kind of like beaten up one day and everything is taken off you. And that's been my experience.
Is it like being served with a death sentence almost?
It felt like that, because you do not know what is going to happen. And when I first got the diagnosis, to be honest, it was a very optimistic, positive diagnosis. Obviously, cancer is not great news for anybody. But the first news that we had was that, you know, this is going to be very straightforward. This is going to be a 3 month. It's going to be surgery. It's going to be radiotherapy. And you'll be back to work within 3 or 4 months. And although that was devastating, although it was really hard to take, at least that seemed just doable. I thought, okay, I can cope with this. But the reality, the outworking of it has been very different and much longer, much more prolonged, painful, and still living with a huge amount of uncertainty.
Andrew, how precious and how fragile life is.
I think that's absolutely right. Everything that you knew before changes on that. Everything that was secure and safe, and you knew where you were, you knew who you were, where you were going, all of that stuff, it all changes on that diagnosis and just throws the whole of your life up into the air. And so many other things as well, because also, of course, it's everything that was precious to you, everything that seemed important, that all changes as well.
Yes, I guess you've probably been through a little bit of a process recently of reevaluating a lot of things and realizing that things which perhaps maybe previously in life you thought were very, very important actually really aren't all that important at all. And you realize things like family and those immediately around you, you realize just how precious they are to you, and the thought of being separated from them by something like, well, death. It really jumps up at you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and even actually within the cancer and the treatment, the chemotherapy treatments, you have a separation almost immediately, because I've been taken from being a very sociable, confident, active person amongst people all the time. That's where I've loved to be, in ministry and with family. I just love, you know, like a family party, all of that stuff. And so when you're having the chemotherapy treatment, because it makes you feel so low and unwell and just exhausted, really, from the very outset of treatment, your life and your relationships change with people. That I'm not the same person as I was 9 months ago, for myself and also my family.
And Andrew, one more question for the moment. In all of that, did you find yourself asking that age-old question, well, where is God in all this? How can God allow this to happen?
From the beginning, because of the shock to the system, obviously the first few days are just crazy, and your mind, your heart is just all over the place. That's a shame to say this as a Christian, as a Baptist minister, that, you know, I didn't do well in those first 2 or 3 days. It really took me aback, and I just didn't know kind of like where I was, what on earth to do. I love being in control of my life. I love to be able to plan things and organize my life. And suddenly to be plunged into this massive uncertainty and, you know, that you're going to be ill and have this treatment. And so there were some days where I did think that, you know, where is God in this? But it's one of those times that you have to live with your own teaching and your own ministry over the years. And, you know, I knew, I've been a Christian 42 years, John. I knew that however it felt at that point, God hadn't moved. It wasn't like God had gone off somewhere and abandoned me. It wasn't like he'd walked out on me because I've got this diagnosis. But I have to say that in the daytime, but particularly in the middle of the night, it felt like that. You know, you do feel this sense of, gosh, you know, I just don't know where I am with the Lord anymore because of this state of play. And, you know, you have to do something actively for myself. I mean, everyone will deal with it differently. Some people will struggle even more than I did, maybe less than I did. But the thing for me was to go searching for God. Not that he had gone far away, but it was just that I just wasn't clear on where he was and in my relationship with him, just how changed that had become very, very quickly. But I knew that I wasn't abandoned. God hadn't walked out on me.
No, not at all. Andrew, let's hear the song now. This is the group Rising Hope, and this is True Identity.
I've discovered a golden truth that from the start I was in your heart. A revelation that changed my world, that from round one I am God's son. To be sure, in my mind, just who I am brings such peace, such joy. In my heart, in my soul, this means everything. I'm a man on a mission, I'm God's envoy. For now I know.
Rising Hope on Flame Radio, and a song called True Identity. Also, and I've seen it on YouTube, there's a stunning promo video for that song, and Andrew Gardner, it appears as if that song and that video was a real family effort. Did you think in the year 2016, when you were first diagnosed with cancer, that just a few months later you would end up bringing out a single of your own?
That would seem absolutely absurd to me back then. There has been no plan in that, John, at all. There's no master plan to suddenly conquer the world musically. It's been a reaction to what has been going on. And to be honest, I feel it's something that God has done, because it's not something I could have constructed, manipulated myself. And it was completely out of the blue. And people have talked to me about this. I've said to them over and over again, no one is more surprised than me. No one is more surprised than me about a CD single coming out. But when I felt God give me that song, True Identity, it's one of those things where, with other stuff in my ministry, in life, where God provides something, puts something into your hands, I then want to make the most and best do with it what I feel God is doing. And so that's how I've progressed things with the song, with the CD, with the message behind it, to take it as far and as wide as possible, because I believed it was something that God was doing, but also because I believe in the quality of the song and the single. And that's not saying about myself, but what someone has done with the humble offering of my lyrics that I wrote in hospital. what someone has done with that song to produce the quality of it. It's something I can be pleased and proud of. Now it's easy for me to try and get people to play it and to pass it on to others because of that quality.
I now see the reality. I know it sounds wild, but I am your child. I count myself among God's own. My heart just sings. I know I am His. To trust your ways every day brings me such hope, brings me so much bliss. To be clear, once for all, it's all for a reason. I'm a man on a mission, I'm God's envoy, for now I know.
Okay, Andrew, you were diagnosed with cancer in the year 2016, and not long afterwards you formed a group by the title Rising Hope, and I think this is a group of family and friends. The inspiration for the song True Identity, was this something that you were meant to do, maybe in a hospital undergoing chemotherapy when you felt a strong need or sense of calling to do this?
I have no doubt at all, John. There was a whole mix of things going on in my head, in my heart, about myself, who I was, about ministry, where am I going, what am I going to do with this journey that I'm on. And so there's lots of things happening within that. But it kind of came together in the most ridiculous, absurd place, really, because what happened was in September 16, I became very ill, having had chemotherapy at the beginning of September. I was admitted to hospital with dehydration. I'd been so sick, and I just find myself on a ward. I mean, I've not been in hospital really in my whole life. I don't think for 40 years. And to suddenly be admitted as a patient and to be in hospital for 4 or 5 days is a tremendously, powerfully debilitating thing. And I found myself at 2 o'clock in the morning, one night, just unable to sleep. I mean, hospitals, sadly, unfortunately, are quite noisy places at night. There's staff working and people crying out and shouting and struggling in all kinds of ways. And so I was wide awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was wrestling with this thing of, you know, who am I now? When I was a minister in a local church and a husband who was fit and well and leading the church in that way, I knew who I was. I knew what my purpose was. And now I'm in this whole new setting and I don't really know who I am anymore. And so I was wrestling with those kind of things. And all I can say is that in the middle of the night, lying on a bed in the semi-gloom, these words and actually a tune came to me, and True Identity came out of that. But it was me coming before God and also searching my own heart and saying, you know, when everything is stripped away, when you lose everything that I had lost, who am I now? And the answer that I came back with, as you'll hear in the lyrics, is that, you know, I know that I am loved by God in the midst of everything. I know that I'm loved by God. I know that I have a relationship with Him. I've had that for 42 years. And that relationship has set me free to be who I'm really meant to be in Christ. And that is not about what I do as a job. It's not about my ministry. It's actually just who I am in Christ and what He has done for me. That is liberating for someone who has got cancer, having chemotherapy, and just feels like everything has been pulled from under your feet. The message of being known and loved by God and Him changing our life. I mean, there is no greater message than that in the whole universe, as far as I'm concerned. The truth within that is such a powerful thing. And so I have an identity in Christ that is not because of anything that I can do, anything that I can say, any way that I can make myself worthy of that, but it's a gift of God that my identity is in Him and with Him. Whatever circumstances come our way, cancer.
I have my true identity.
Andrew Gardner's cancer progressively got worse, but he was set free when on Wednesday the 28th of March 2018, he passed away peacefully at home in Plymouth, surrounded by his loving family. He left behind him memories in many, many people and this beautiful music.